This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bisexuality.
Bisexual.
I'm bisexual.
Bisexual.
Triple bypass.
Bisexual.
Bisexual.
Bisexuality.
I'm bisexual.
Bisexuality.
The best of both worlds.
Triple bypass.
Triple bypass.
Triple bypass on Joy 94.9.
Triple Bypass acknowledges that we broadcast from the lands of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. We pay our respects to elders past, present and emerging, and to any Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander people who are listening today. We acknowledge that this land was never ceded, no treaty was ever signed, and that it always was and always will be Aboriginal land. Hello, it's Ruby, just me in the studio tonight. For this episode of Triple Bypass, we'll be joined by Ellie Monterio to talk about bi-visibility at this year's Sydney Mardi Gras. We'll also find out why another Spider-Man movie might not be a bad thing for us. And of course, I'll be bringing you more latest news, conversations, updates, and many, many bad puns from the biosphere. All that and more coming up on the show that's here to put the B in LGBTIQA+. That's Triple Bypass on Joy 94.9. And now, here's Alex the Astronaut with I Think You're Great, because I think you're all great. Enjoy. great. Oh, what a cute song. That's Alex the Astronaut.
That's a fun song.
Yeah, it is a fun song. You're a genius.
Thank you.
That recording went on for longer than I thought it would, but I agree with all the things that were said during it. It is a great song, and I do think you're great. That was Alex the Astronaut, and she thinks you're great too. This is Triple Bypass, your weekly Bisexual Plus radio takeover. I'm Ruby, and that's it. It's just me for now. But I'll be joined by a guest later, I promise. But for now, it's just me. So I would like to thank the team at Hooked for another fantastic show. Hooked is a show here on Joy that's talking about addiction and substance use in the LGBTIQA plus community, which is a really important topic and something I care a lot about. And so I really hope if you're interested in that kind of issue, or if you'd like to hear or find some community in that space, you can find them, like you can find all of the shows on Joy, on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, where all good podcasts are found. That's Hooked on Joy. But tonight we're talking about Bi Plus visibility at Australia's biggest pride party, which is the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras. And we want to hear from you about it. So get in touch. Are you marching? Have you marched? Do you watch it on SBS? Did you watch it last year? Do you like Mardi Gras or not? Do you want to say hi? Anyway, you can email us at onair@joy.org.au or text on 0427569949. That's 0427569949. And you can find us on our socials, Facebook at Triple Bypass, Instagram Triple Bypass Joy. And you can email us anytime with ideas for the show, with feedback at triplebypass@joy.org.au. And now it is time for the bi community news. Do. Sorry, I don't have all of my voice. I was away over the weekend at a LGBTI festival we have here in Australia called Gay Times. It's based in Victoria. It was really, really lovely. I ran a workshop on internalized biphobia with some other people from Melbourne Bisexual Network, including the Vice President, Megan, who's wonderful. And we had a huge turnout. And there were a lot of allies in the room too, which was really lovely. And also a lot of cis guys. And that's often, I think, a group that finds going to those spaces really difficult. So it meant a lot for me to see everyone there and some people who listen to the show. And if that's one of you, hi. Thanks for listening. Thanks for coming up and saying hi afterwards. It was really lovely. I'm sorry, I'm such an awkward person in real life. But again, it's always really lovely to hear people who have heard the show and know it means something and that they feel confident, more comfortable going into queer spaces or spaces that call themselves gay, because you're all queer enough for me and that should be enough, or for everybody else and for yourselves. And that's really the most important thing. That's not the news though. I just can't do the beeps because I lost my voice. Anyway, the news is that Sony Pictures is making plans for Spider-Man to come swimming back onto the screen again. And before you sigh, like I did originally when I was like, another Spider-Man movie, we're already on our third reboot in my lifetime. I watched Tobey Maguire as a teenager and I'm not that old. And this feels like it's maybe a bit unnecessary. However, then I heard the next line, which was that the rumor is they're going to make a bisexual Spider-Man. So that got pretty exciting. The entertainment blog We Got This Covered said, citing anonymous but reliable sources, that Sony is developing a live-action Spider-Verse movie in the vein of the 2018's Into the Spider-Verse, which was an Oscar-winning animated film which featuring multiple versions of the superhero Spider-Man. And so this live-action version would bring together all three actors who've played Spidey into the big-screen franchise, which would be uniting current web-slinger Tom Holland with his two predecessors to the role, Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield. And according to the source, the studio is particularly keen on getting Garfield back as they want to portray his version of the hero as bisexual, give him a boyfriend in the film. Now, Andrew Garfield had mentioned that he really did believe that it was time to move Spider-Man forward when it came to his relationships, not just play with Mary Jane and Gwendolyn over and over again. And apparently that actually was one of the reasons why he didn't stay on for the role as long. So apparently they're really keen to have him back and let him play out his queer superhero fantasies, which I'm all here for. I wish people would pay me to be in a movie so I could be a queer superhero. Now, the first Spider-Verse film was widely praised for its emphasis on diversity, which brought bringing the first Spider-Man of color to the screen in the form of Brooklyn teenager Miles Morales. Now, according to We Got This Covered blog, the studio wants to continue the trend, and they're also really dedicated, apparently, to having more LGBTQ representation with an openly transgender superhero coming out soon. Apparently, according to a Q&A session at the New York Film Academy last October, Marvel Studios president Kevin Feige, I don't know how to pronounce it, said that he was specifically going to bring the T, so our trans characters, very soon, in fact, into movies that they're shooting right now. Also, I think it's actually DC, but everyone should go see Birds of Prey because it looks really good. And I haven't seen it, but I also know that it's really important to support films that show some of the diversity that we want to have in the world and to show that they can be commercially viable to all the producers who don't always give them the best shot they've got when it comes to marketing and getting the names out there. Next story. This is about skin cancer. So apparently, according to a study in the US, gay and bisexual men have higher rates of skin cancer over the course of their lifetimes compared to heterosexual men. And this is from a study published in the journal JAMA Dermatology. Now, bisexual women, but not lesbian women, were found to have lower odds of contracting skin cancer compared to heterosexual women. And my fear for that is that we all stay inside. And non-binary people don't get skin cancer, which is great. I don't think that's not actually a thing. If you're non-binary, you might get skin cancer. We just weren't mentioned in the study. Now, the quote was that sexual minority men have reported higher rates of both indoor tanning and skin cancer than heterosexual men, and sexual minority women report lower or equal rates of both indoor tanning and skin cancer compared with heterosexual women. So they think that bisexual men in particular have reported higher rates of indoor tanning bed use. Now, this isn't an issue in Australia specifically, as we outlawed tanning beds. Though apparently there are underground tanning beds, and if you hear about that, please don't go to one. If you do want to be tanned, get a spray tan, please. Don't go to a tanning bed. They are really bad for you, as these findings have shown. And they looked at the results from over 800,000 adults from between the 2014-2018 behavioural risk factor surveillance system surveys. And they do believe that it's important to, through patient education and community outreach initiatives, reduce the rates among gay and bisexual men. They also do believe that this has got to do with the fact that there's often a lot of emphasis on appearance in a lot of gay male spaces. And so, and often for bisexual men who might not feel particularly comfortable in those spaces, I know that in my spaces I go to for a long time, and I still struggled with that sense of how do I show that I belong here, and how do I kind of hype up the visual aspects of what is being shown in the space so I can belong in there. So I guess that would make sense to me why bisexual men might have even higher rates of going to tanning beds if that's what's in vogue at the time. But just so you know, because our sun is really extra here in Australia, I think it's important that even though we don't have tanning beds anymore, that you are making sure you're getting your skin checked. So ask your GP if you've got a new spot or a spot that's changed shape, and ask your GP to have a look, or you can go to a skin cancer clinic, some of which will offer bulk billing. And that way they can refer you to a specialist to get it all checked out, because skin cancer is really treatable if you catch it really early. But also prevention is the best cure. So slip, slop, slap. Slip on a hat, slop on some sunscreen, and slap on a hat again, but also other things. Basically, please be sun smart, because our summers are getting a bit longer. And here in Oz, we have a pretty hectic sun, and so some pretty hectic skin cancer results. So while I'm not sure if these results would directly translate, I would really recommend, just on the risk that they do, you take care of your beautiful selves, because you're important and I want you to. Anyway, I'll be back right after this next song to chat with Ellie from Sydney to talk about Bi Plus people at Mardi Gras in Sydney this year. So please stay in tune for that. But right now, this song, we'll be playing a song after these community messages. It's No Cowards by Handsome. This is Triple Bypass and you're on Joy.
back as my chest. It's safe to say I figured out that the heart isn't true. A busy wound, a year too soon. After you, I'll always be immune. I don't know why you choose. I don't know why you choose to stay hidden under the bed. Keep your arms and legs and head out of it. It's all telling why you lose. It's all telling why you lose me. You can't see what you're missing. Can't see what I'm kissing, cause you can't.
That was Handsome with No Cowards. What a cute song. That was chosen by our upcoming guest, and I'm very excited to be introducing them. Now, so I'm calling over from Sydney, which is far away from Melbourne for all of our international listeners who might not register just how epically huge our country is sometimes. But anyway, I'm here to be talking with Ellie, who is a proud bi woman who helped set up the Sydney Bi Plus Network back in 2018 and continues to be passionate about improving Bi Plus visibility, solidarity and health. She is extremely passionate about the benefits and wholesomeness of Bi Plus communities. And so last year she set off to meet with over 10 local Bi Plus community groups around the world, including in Scotland, Austria and the US, to share knowledge and strengthen the global Bi Plus community. Back in Australia now, she is an organiser for the Bi Plus float in Sydney's Mardi Gras parade this year with the Australian-based group called Bi Visibility. Hi, Ellie.
Oh, it's so lovely to be here.
So exciting to have you here on the airwaves. If you have any questions for me or for Ellie about the float this year or from last year, because Ellie was there too, you can message us onair@joy.org.au or text in on 0427569949. Now, Ellie, we're a few weeks out from Mardi Gras, so I don't want to give too much away because I know that there is coverage of our parade on SBS, but what do you want to tell us about the Bi Float that you've been organising?
So the Mardi Gras theme for this year is what matters. And so we had to think about that. And for us, what matters is BIPOS visibility and community. So we developed our own float theme. And so it is BIVIS, building BIPOS community, and building BIPOS visibility. So we are wearing Hi-Viz for Bi-Viz, and
yes,
it's all about being Bi-Plus and being seen. So we're donning our brightest Hi-Viz attire and Hi-Viz vests and Hi-Viz harnesses and hard hats, to be a beacon of hope for our community.
You're out there to catch all the lights and build all the visibility?
Yes. So part of our costuming is that we'll be wearing Hi-Viz vests. They're going to be in the colours of the Bi flag, so pink, purple and blue. And on the back, very excited, it's going to have Bi Viz written on it. So you won't be able to miss us at all.
Especially with all those like bright, like flashing panels and stuff on those vests. I didn't know you could get high visibility vests in pink, blue and purple. Where did you find that?
Look, a lot of digging online. But we ended up finding an Australian company who did it.
That's really, and how many people are going to be in the Bi Float this year?
So we've got the biggest community group size float you can get, which is 80 people.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And so there'll be about 30 dancers and 80 people, and the rest of the 80 people will be holding a massive Bi flag.
Oh my gosh, that sounds amazing.
It is going to be very, very amazing.
Now, so it makes sense that a group called Bi Plus Visibility is themed around Bi Visibility. So can I ask, what was the... But they also... They were the group that organised the float last year. So what have the learnings been between last year and now?
Well, last year was just such an amazing experience because it was the first one that Bypass Visibility had done. And I wasn't involved in the organisation last year. That was Bree. And I think Bree has such a huge time bringing it all together and did an amazing job bringing together people from different parts of the country. And so that was an amazing experience from last year in that we had people come from Perth, from Melbourne,
yes,
and we had love coming from Tasmania as well and from Brisbane. We actually had people come down from Brisbane as well.
That's right, yeah.
So that was the learning from last year, having all of Australia come together for Mardi Gras. This year, it's mainly people who are Sydney-based, with some people coming from Melbourne and Brisbane.
Mm-hmm.
The difference between 2 years, we have a year under our belt now, so we know that we're fantastic and we can pull together a great float.
This is very true. I was lucky enough to be part of the float last year where it was BiCons and I got to be David Bowie and live my best dancing life. And it was a pretty extraordinary experience. Definitely it's something that I never really engaged with Mardi Gras before because it just hadn't really seemed like it was a space that I was going to be very visible in. And so I suppose that's the next question. If the theme for Mardi Gras this year is what matters, why do you think it's so important to have BiPlus visibility at Mardi Gras?
Because Mardi Gras is such a huge event, and I think it is the bridge for people who aren't necessarily connected with their queer or BIPOC communities. So most people know of Mardi Gras, and even if they identify as straight or have straight friends or cishet friends, they still might come along.
Yeah.
And so for anyone in the audience who might be questioning, then having BiPlus visibility in the float is that beacon of hope for someone who might be feeling alone or just doesn't have any connection with community. And it's their link to be able to reach out.
Beautifully put. And I think as I was saying, I never watched Mardi Gras much before because it did feel like it wasn't for me. And I think knowing that there is a bi float gives you something to look for as well because you can wait and be like, it's cool, I know my community's a part of this too.
Yeah.
And do you think it also helps people who may be marching with another community group, or I know a lot of pride groups within organisations often march and they can wear their own flags. Do you think it helps them feel like they're allowed to show their bi pride in their own, or their pan pride, or their polysexual pride in their own communities as well?
Sorry, I didn't quite get that question.
That's okay. We're crossing two states. That's fine. Do you think that by having like a big float that's all about bi visibility, it helps bi and pan and polysexual people who are marching, but maybe with their organization or with a different community group, to know that they can be show that pride too?
Oh, it definitely does. It just shows you that even in queer spaces, you can be unapologetically BiPlus. And
like
that's what we're going to be. We are attracting as much attention to ourselves as possible. We ended up talking about sourcing costumes, we ended up getting all industrial quality costuming. So we are going to be so reflective.
Oh my gosh.
And very bright.
That's fantastic. That's going to look great with all the cameras flashing as well, because all the photos going off.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. How wonderful. And was Mardi Gras something that you had engaged with much before you became involved with the Sydney Bi Network and BiPlus Visibility?
So I grew up in Sydney. So the first time that I went to Mardi Gras as a spectator, it was a really emotional experience for me, and I really enjoyed it. I definitely think I teared up at the... So for those of you who don't know, the first people who come down before the parade are the Dykes on Bikes group. And so they ride up and down. And so that made me tear up. And just to have that acceptance and celebration down a major part of Sydney. But it didn't quite feel right because it wasn't me reflected in the parade. And not knowing whether my bisexuality would be accepted in the parade. And then last year, I got to march with BiPlus Visibility. I was dressed as Freddie Mercury, And that was just absolutely fantastic. And I got to dance, but one of the most cool parts of it was the crowd interaction. So you could blow kisses to the audience, have them blow kisses to you, just have that connection, locking eyes with people in the crowd. But one of the most amazing parts that I just cannot forget was, it was towards the end of the parade route, and someone just had shouted out, "Bypass visibility!" And I just was in shock, but trying to, you know, respond somehow, and respectively shouted back, "Hell yeah!"
Yeah.
And it was just the most lovely moment, and I knew for them, that was them being seen. And that's what I just want for every bypass person in the audience.
And now you can literally reflect it back at them.
Yes.
I've got some more questions for you about how this came to be, but also about what you've learned from other groups in your travels when you're going overseas and spending time with all these groups across the world that were doing bypass community organizing. But that's all going to come after this song. Now, you chose this one. It's by an artist called AW and Who We Are. So why did you choose this song for us?
Oh, this is a good one to ask me about. So there's another podcast called Query.
Mm-hmm.
By one of my favourite comedians, Cameron Esposito. And the theme song to that podcast is this one. And the artist, AW, is a non-binary artist, and I just think they're fab.
Fantastic. Well, stay tuned. After a few community messages, we'll be playing AW's Who We Are. Then we'll be back to talk more to Ellie about Mardi Gras in Sydney, which is coming up, and the high-vis, bi-visibility that's going to be going on. I cannot wait. Stay tuned. This is Triple Bypass on Joy 94.9. That was A W with Who We Are, a song chosen by our guest calling in all the way from Sydney. It's Ellie from Melbourne, from Sydney Bisexual Network and Bi Plus Visibility, who's been one of the organisers for the Bi Float for this year's Sydney Mardi Gras, which is the biggest LGBTIQ community march event in the country. And this year, the theme is Building Bi Plus Visibility. And we're going to have a bunch of bi, pan, polysexual folk out there in hard hats and high-vis vests. And Ellie has been extremely excited about just the prospect of all that reflective tape, which I know I am too. Ellie, that was a really lovely song. Thanks for sharing that with us.
No worries. I love that song too.
Now, we are, of course, here to put the B in LGBTIQA plus on Joy, and also P for pan and polysexual, and E for everybody else. We're not about gatekeeping. It's not our thing. And, of course, every episode of Triple Bypass, as well as the Bi-Polycast about bisexual polyamory, and interviews with bi-cons, including Mara Wilson and Beck Sandridge, who I saw at Gay Times and definitely freaked out about. They're all available as podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podbean, and where all good podcasts are found. And you can get in touch with us with any questions you have, or if to let us know if you're marching this year in Sydney, email us at onair@joy.org.au or text on 0427 569 949. Or let us know if you and your friends have a watch party or something fun like that. It's often an enjoyable event. Like, it's like Eurovision. We all get to sit around and watch a lot of other queers in incredible outfits parade down a street and be cheered on by a lot of very happy people. And it gives me a heck of a lot of vicarious joy just watching, let alone being in it. So, Ellie, we've talked a bit about what the idea was and what it's been like organising the float. This is Bi Plus Visibility's second year of organising, which is both a float and an ethos, which is wonderful. So we've talked about why it's important, and it's being able to see Bi Plus people in the crowd and being that kind of link for people who might not be able to go into spaces yet, who are starting to maybe look at some more Pride events and to look for people like them there, and why it's so important that they can see themselves reflected back, literally, in this case, because of all the reflectivity. Now, you mentioned, so it's 80 people. Has that filled up? Was there a lot of excitement from BIPOC people around being part of Mardi Gras?
Yes, it actually filled up very quickly. We do have some exciting news, though, in that we just released 10 new tickets today. So I haven't checked the numbers, but there may be a few left. Maybe I think there might have been 4 left when I last checked. So, yeah, it did fill up really quickly. The dancing spots were gone very, very, very quickly. And you can just see the way that people talk about it, the amount of engagement it gets online. It's something that people can get really excited about, which is something that made me feel like it was a really important thing to do.
And so what are they talking about when it comes to excitement? Often, as a BIPOC person, when I go into spaces that are really often seen as gay spaces or considered to be gay spaces by people, which often, you know, Mardi Gras and our parades are still kind of associated with just being, it's gay pride and the intricacies of all the identities that exist within the rainbow umbrella, the intersex community, the trans and non-binary communities, the bi plus communities, all that, and the lesbian communities aren't often highlighted in the same way. So do you think what helped people get over the discomfort of being in that space, or was it knowing there'd be a lot of people around with them? Is it easy to do that when there's a lot of us?
I think being able to march under the label Bi Plus and having that term resonate with you was something that a lot of people were really excited about. They didn't feel comfortable marching with another group that maybe was a rainbow. Yep. Because they didn't necessarily feel seen. And so having this is that start of a conversation about what it means actually to be bi plus in the wider queer community in Sydney and Australia.
And you mentioned that the theme for this year's Mardi Gras parade was what matters. Why do you think visibility is the most important issue for the bi plus community to be talking about and to be engaging in conversation about with the broader rainbow communities?
I think it's something that matters. It's not the only thing that matters, but it's definitely one of the first steps of things we need to address. I think it relates to a lot of things that you've already talked about on the show, including the self-doubt that people experience around a lot of internalized biphobia, particularly about not feeling queer enough to access queer spaces and queer support services that people obviously need. And having that community aspect can allow you to feel understood without having to constantly explain yourself. And it also relates to, you know, the awesome work of Brenda Howard, who is, of course, the mother of Pride, and really reinforced the concept of your queer identity is something that you can actually be proud of, which was quite a new concept at that time. So surrounding yourself with community helps you feel less alone and helps you feel pride in your own identity and your own self.
That's right. Brenda Howard, a bisexual, kinky, polyamorous woman who was married to a man and was the mother of Pride. It's pretty extraordinary to know that that kind of extreme bisexuality in a lot of ways was such a founding part of celebration, given how the road to celebration for bi plus people can be really tricky. And that's something that we have talked on the show a bit about before. I suppose one of the things that you've mentioned, and it came up with what you in your bio as well, is that how passionate you are about the benefits of bi plus community. Do you think that taking part in something like the Mardi Gras float is a way into community, or people who are there, are they already part of community, or is it a bit of both?
It's a bit of both. Our wonderful participants this year, a lot of them have been people who have been involved in Sydney Bi-Plus Network for a while, or were marching last year, but we also have so many new faces, which is really exciting. And so there's new faces in the parade, but I'm also assuming there's going to be a lot of new faces in the audience, which is also what I'm very, very excited about. People who may not even know that there's going to be a bi-plus float, and then all of a sudden, wham, they see it, and they're like, wow, that is me. That is me. Yeah.
I have a hard hat too. I think a lot of places might find they're trying to sell out of bi-flag-coloured high-vis vests afterwards.
We've just ended up getting it. It's all had to be ordered online and through industrial suppliers. So,
well, if anyone wants to get one, that's where you can find them.
It's not something you can walk in and into a store and just grab, unfortunately.
Well, just get all your friends together and get bulk orders. Easy. That's what community is all about. It's finding ways to order huge amounts of high visibility vests.
Yeah. Well, I've done all the sourcing, so come talk to me. I'll help you find it.
And so they can contact you through the Sydney Bi Network or Bi Plus
Visibility page.
On Facebook?
Yes, Facebook is the best one.
So it's Bi, yeah. So B-I, but it's P-L-U-S plus. So they spell it out, it's not the symbol. P-L-U-S, visibility. And so
On Facebook it's just the plus sign.
Okay, wonderful. I need to make sure. I need to get very specific about these things so my Aspie brain can be satisfied. One of the things I've also noticed is that there does seem to be an increase in diversity at the Mardi Gras March here in Sydney. There was also the last year, the first time we had an autistic group marching with the autism spectrum contingent there. Also a lot of groups from different ethnic backgrounds from communities that were able to celebrate their diversity in both their sexuality and their backgrounds and their cultures. Do you think that having is considered to be a part of that diversity, do you think?
I think it is, for sure. It's something that hasn't been outwardly or explicitly recognised in Mardi Gras that much, considering it has been recognised in Mardi Gras in the past, but considering that almost half of LGBT plus people are bi or bi plus, then, you know, it hasn't been representative. So, yeah, I would definitely say it's part of an increasing diversification of Mardi Gras.
Excellent. Well, and I think it's wonderful, and I think everyone who is going to March, I had a fantastic time doing it last year. I would recommend bringing foam earplugs if you're a bit sensitive to sound, because like me, that it is truly a pretty extraordinary experience, especially when, you know, being cheered and feeling so seen, like being very physically seen, is a really transformative experience, I think, for bi plus people. We do get to actually start to, especially when we know it's for being explicitly ourselves in that sense. And I think, honestly, everyone who takes part and all the organisers are absolute heroes, which is my little segue to this next song you chose, which is Heroes by David Bowie. So thanks for indulging my smooth segue. We'll be right back after these community messages. And then you've got Heroes by David Bowie right here on Joy 94.9. We'll be back. Hi everyone, you're listening to Triple Bypass, Home of Joy's Bisexual Plus Agenda, and that was David Bowie with Heroes, a bi icon and a feature on last year's Bi Plus Float, organised by the team at Bi Plus Visibility for the Sydney Mardi Gras, which is the biggest LGBTI event in Australia, and one of the chief organisers for this year's Bi Plus Community Float, theme of which is Bi Visibility, Building Bi Visibility, is Ellie. Thanks for joining us. I got there eventually. Hi, Ellie. How's it going? Thanks for choosing this wonderful song. I was getting a bit emotional listening to it because it very much sums up what you kind of get to feel when you're part of the Mardi Gras experience, I think. You do get to let some of the shame and confusion and fear wash away for a bit and just get to soak up about, you know, the whole march, like 20 minutes worth of intense adoration. And you can use that to store in your little battery for when things are getting a bit rough again. You can take that memory and be like, remember that time that everyone was cheering for me because I was bi or pan or polysexual? That was rad. I want that again. I'll remember it. Now, I suppose that's the thing though, isn't it? Because not everyone will be able to get there. You said that there's 80 spots and there are, you released 10 more tickets and there might be some available. Where would those be if people wanted them? Ellie?
Sorry, can you just repeat that last one?
Sure, no, it's all right. It's all right. It's a bit difficult with the lines, but that's all good. I'm asking if people wanted to grab one of the very few, like literally three or four tickets that might be left, where can they get them?
So if you go onto our Buy Plus Visibility Facebook page and then click on our event, there will be the link to the Eventbrite, which will have tickets. And if you aren't able to get there on the day, or you're watching from home, or you want to get involved somehow, it's really hard for us to try and... We're trying to get a big message out in a very short space of time, because we're walking past people. They get to see us for about, you know, maybe a minute max, more like 30 seconds. And so we're trying to tell people about Buy Plus Visibility and community, but how do you do that? So what we're going to do is have a little Facebook icon next to Buy Plus Visibility and post all about the local groups that you can get involved with after the float. So that will be groups like Sydney Buy Plus Network or Melbourne Bisexual Plus Network, or the new Brisbane Buy Plus Network, or the Perth Bisexual Community. I've gotten the name of that wrong, but the
Bisexual Plus Community of Perth.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
So we're going to have a
Melbourne Facebook page.
Up on our Facebook page, and how you can get more involved. Please. Basically, Facebook is the best way to stay in touch and have a look at all the photos. And we hope this is the first year that it is actually being televised live on SBS. So we hope you can have a bit of a party and watch with us from home if you can't make it on the day.
Oh, do it. And then you can, like, everyone can cheer when you all come on, and you'll know that we're sending our positive
actually
vibes.
Near the beginning. So,
that's nice.
It's very nice.
Oh, we actually got a message in from Jade. Jade, we haven't heard from you in ages. It's so nice to hear from you again. They say it totally rocks. And in 2020, Buys are on the radio and are marching at the SGL Mardi Gras, letting everyone know that we're not going to be marginalized in our own community by gatekeeping gays and lesbians. More power to you. Love and hugs, Jade. Love and hugs to you, Jade. It does rock. It's really lovely that we are making our own spaces, and that people like Ellie and Bree from Buy Plus Community of Melbourne. No, Buy Plus Visibility. There's so many groups. My brain was trying to recite them all. Buy Plus Visibility, based in Sydney, with Bree and Ellie, have done a huge amount of work both this year and Bree last year in organising this kind of big country, like a nationwide visibility for our community. And it really is an extraordinary effort. And I hope it has been enjoyable and not too stressful, but I hope it's been quite fun in that sense too. Have people who've been involved, are there rehearsals involved? As someone who can't dance, I remember that it was quite tricky for me to, I didn't have to learn a dance, I just had to watch videos of David Bowie and try, and luckily he doesn't dance much either, so that was really helpful for me. But have people enjoyed kind of meeting each other even through that beginning process?
So how it works this year is that we have some people holding the flag, so they won't learn the dances, but we have 30 amazing dancers who have been coming to, there's been two rehearsals so far and there's another rehearsal coming up. It has been a lot of work, of course, but it has been really fun. The funnest part, of course, is meeting everyone as they come along through rehearsals. And this weekend is going to be our last rehearsal and a bit of a picnic for everyone to get to know each other before the big day.
Oh, that's so lovely. It's nice to feel comfortable and knowing you'll see familiar faces when you go into queer spaces, I think, for BIPOC people, so you know that you've got your people with you. And
it
can help, I think, create that kind of distance from that. I know when I was my first time going to Pride March here in Melbourne, every time someone would look over at me, in my brain I was thinking, they know I'm not supposed to be here. They can tell. And so even though, of course, that wasn't what was happening at all, it was still like knowing that the people who I could recognize and hang out with helped me a lot with dealing with that beginning imposter syndrome. And so I think it's always really lovely people have a chance to get to know each other first. I think it's wonderful that you're facilitating that. And you look, we haven't had much of a chance to talk about your entire bi world tour that you've gone on, Ellie, where across like 10 bi groups around the world. Have you found, how were they going insofar as participation in their pride marches in their local areas? Was that something that they were prioritizing or that they were able to get going? I know that in London they only recently managed to get some bi floats back in pride after like a while of that not being a thing. Was that a common story?
I think that the bi plus groups that I ended up talking to, a lot of them were pretty established. I came from the Sydney group, of course, which only got started in 2018. And then going to bi plus Ireland, I was just so shocked that they had been around for 7 years. And that, for me, that was just such a long time. And what I really loved about them, they had... they were so huge. They had so many people, and they had a presence at both the official Dublin Pride, and they also had a presence at the Alt Pride celebrations as well. And they also were able to... They were so big and so established that they could focus their attention to intersectional issues, and they had a huge presence at the Trans Pride, which was like a week after or something like that. So it was really exciting to see. And then going across to the US, where of course the New York scene has been around for, you know, over 30 years, and having to see that history and how it affects how they run today and how amazingly established they are and how there are so many different bi plus groups in the one city, it was just amazing to see how the different groups run.
Well, it's interesting because a group in Melbourne, we've had the Bisexual Alliance Victoria has been around for about a decade. Their discussion group's been going on 15 years. But there are often new groups, like there hasn't, as far as like being able to build bigger has been really tricky. And I think we are quite lucky here in Australia to be in this kind of wave of bi plus momentum that's come again after another 10 years. So it's like these 10-year cycles of suddenly we're like, we all activate like sleeper agents, like, wait, let's do something, let's meet, let's all organize and talk. And often things like Mardi Gras is where we can all kind of get to celebrate and not be working so hard. I say that as I was saying it, I was like, not working hard, except people like you, Ellie, who will be running around and handing out high-vis vests to everyone and making sure everyone...
Bree, who organized last year, has just been absolutely amazing. Did an amazing job last year as the first bi-plus visibility group float. And also this year has been the best partner on crime, so I can't thank her enough.
I am always here to talk about the wonders of Bree, who also runs the Biconic Parties up in Sydney and is a fantastic voice and ran the hashtag Be Seen campaign and is a really wonderful human who I respect and admire a lot. I also like that as well about in Australia we might have some smaller, younger spaces, but there's a lot of interconnection with, there's a lot of communication between all the different groups, and it's really great to hear people from the Brisbane Bisexual Plus Network, which you can find on Facebook, are coming down as well as people from Melbourne, and that we are keeping up an interstate, a whole national Bi Plus gathering. So definitely check it out on SBS when you can. Organize some friends to come over and watch it if it's something that you'd like to enjoy, or you can just record it and watch it yourself later so you can fast forward. But I do find that watching the whole thing, when you know you're a part of that community and that you are represented in there, it's actually really beautiful to watch the whole parade go out, including the beginning with Dykes on Bikes, which were the vanguard for our first, the 78ers, which was the first Mardi Gras march and protest here in Australia. And the Dykes on Bikes would go out ahead to clear the streets, make sure it was safe for people to go through. And that tradition is something that we've kept for a very long time, and I hope we continue to. It's a very important part of our history. And also the sound of the motorbike engines revving just becomes a sign that you can associate with the beginnings of a spectacular. I really can't wait to watch it. I will be probably having a screening party, potentially just with me, because I like to be able to have all my emotions and without worrying about people looking at me, I'm just going to sob and text all my friends. And if you want to do that too, let me know. Email me at triplebypass@joy.org.au if you watch it, and let me know what you think. If you want to watch maybe a live watch party on Facebook or something, I could do something like that. You can find us on Facebook at Triple Bypass or Instagram at Triple Bypass Joy. Now, Ellie, thank you so much for joining us and telling us all about what's happening for this year's Mardi Gras. Now, how long until the march now? Have you got a countdown?
So it is on February 29th. I don't know the exact number of days, but it's less than 2 weeks now.
Leap year day.
So we're all very excited.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for joining us. And people remember, so it's Bi Plus Visibility. If you want to find out more and get involved with the march, or just to find out more information about that or the other groups that exist, community groups that exist around Australia. So check them out on Facebook. Thanks again for joining us, Ellie. We'll stay in touch and hope you have a great evening.
Thank you so much for having me on here. It was great to talk about the float.
It was really, really wonderful. Thanks so much, Ellie. Now, that's it for another episode of Triple Bypass this week. We'll be back again next Tuesday to bring you more of the Bypass agenda. And, of course, you can find every episode ever as a podcast on joy.org.au/Triple Bypass on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podbean, or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you know a friend who might enjoy listening to some Bypass people talk about community, then let them know about it, because that's what community is all about. And I hope to hear from you at any time at triplebypass@joy.org.au. It's been an absolute pleasure. I'm Ruby, and that's it for another episode. But stay tuned. Coming up next is Little Pot of Joy, which is highlights from across the whole week of Joy programming. So stay tuned for that, and have a wonderful night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.